Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Roundtable Wednesday here on Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio. It is April 3rd, and I am your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in finally sunny Southern California, and I am honored to be hosting today as we are back on the air. Yesterday for Testimonial Tuesday, and we went to log in, and unfortunately, the website we log into said, I'm sorry, we are down for maintenance. So it was very unfortunate. It was unforeseen, and so we apologize for anybody that may have tried to log in, because I was here also in my chair ready to go and hear some amazing testimonials, but that did not happen. So we are looking at alternative means to continue Blog Talk Radio. It might be on a different format down the road, but just stay tuned. But we will always be having a tool, a resource like Blog Talk Radio here to continue on. So continue to support us here as we are here for you. This is your program, and we want to make sure that we continue supplying the information as it comes available to us to what we can share as Beamer continues to grow. Now, we all know that there's amazing things going on within Beamer, a lot of things going on behind the scenes, and there are things going on around the world that not only we as people, but Beamer as a company also have to work around to continue to keep the lights on as such, or the doors open to the business. So we all need to be flexible and we all need to be understanding. But the bottom line is this: Beamer wants to continue to provide a product that can go into every home and every barn. And so they are going to be doing what they can to be able to provide these services to make our jobs easier and to be able to continue to run the country, the company in the black. For those that are new, Beamer's never been in debt. They always pay cash for everything. That's number one. Tell me any other company that can state that. Number two, 20% of all revenue generated by Beamer goes back into research and development. So let's say the company overall made, just as an example, I don't know the numbers, but just as an example, let's say they made $1 million last year. That means $200,000 would have gone into research and development to continue to advance, grow, develop, improve what we have. You tell me any other company out there that does that. I doubt that you'll find one that has that written into their mission statement. Okay, so we are constantly growing and developing. And then also we'll be going into the aspect of some changes that have been going on within the corporate structure. And this happens when you have people that are employees. We're all human. We all have things going on in our private lives. We may move to a different location and have to leave a job and pick up another job in a location where we're moving to because of family or friends or whatever the situation may be. So there is always an influx of different things occurring as far as employment goes. Well, Beamer is no different. Now, Nancy, that was working up in Canada, we want to definitely reach out and wish her the best. She has moved on. She found a job that was going to suit her better that she'd been wanting to go for. And so we are bummed that she has left the company. And even Stephanie Glein mentioned that too, that they really enjoyed Nancy, but she has moved on to other things to help benefit her lifestyle and her family and friends and the whole bit. So we want to wish her all the best. Also, Greg Fagan in accounting, he's decided to take an early retirement. And the reason here also is twofold, is he is an active individual. He loves to stay active and living there in Florida. And I know he loves kayaking and the whole bit. We want to wish him all the best. But another thing, too, is the company is consolidating different areas. Why have two separate divisions of accounting when you just need one? And so the company is, condensing, and they're using more of their people from Liechtenstein to also take over areas here. And they've been able to do that, and they're able to really trim a lot of the excess spending that was going on. And with all of that, it once again, it's going to help keep our doors open where we can continue to provide Beamers to everybody and make things more efficient. Same way with marketing and bringing on brand ambassadors and different things there. In the past, a lot of money was spent on doing photo opportunities and filming and different things like that. And through this whole process, they found out what is working and what is not, and also what are more efficient and effective ways to accomplish the same goal, but to be able to save more money in the process. And once again, they are doing that. So when you hear of different changes that is going on within Beamer, know that it is in the best interest of all of us. Sometimes people don't like change, and I get that. We get into a comfort zone, and we like that because we don't have to think as much, or it just becomes more natural when we're in that comfort zone. But just know with change, there's always positive benefits that are going to be coming about from everything that's going on. And we're going to be able to continue to grow and develop and be able to share Beamer in an easier and easier fashion. Because once again, there's a lot of changes going on in the world. There's a lot of buzz terms with biohacking, and people are looking up infrared. And when you talk to a lot of people out on the street, when you say infrared, they're like, oh yeah, I've kind of heard about it. Yeah, is that what your thing is, or whatever the case may be? We are working on developing the education so that everybody can be educated to what Beamer is, how our signal works compared to just infrared, and or how our infrared works compared to maybe others, so that we can be educated and a source of information to these individuals that are out there looking, because there is a lot of false information out on the internet. And we want to make sure that we keep everybody positively educated in the right manner so that they are able to make an educated decision. And bottom line is, once you understand what Beamer does and being able to incorporate the other modalities, it's a win-win situation all the way around. Now, for those that don't know, these programs are recorded, and there are several different ways to listen to the recordings for Blog Talk Radio. There's four avenues that you can go to. I'm going to give you the website, and then I'm going to give you a location to find the website, and then I'm going to give you the two different apps on your phone, whether you have an Apple or an Android, of how to listen to the recordings. So the website is blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Then also, to find that information, if you go into your Beamer back office, so you would go to backoffice.beamer.services. Once you go in there, you can enter your email address and your password, and that'll take you into your back office. There's two other options to log in as well. You can click on the option where it goes by email. So you can type in your email and click on the email option and then type in your email. The company will send you an email to that email address you put in. And once it's verified, then you can click on that and that will open up your back office. Or you can do it through a texting system as well. And you can go that route. So here, just a second here. I've got my different screens up and running here. Okay. Now, there's two other, okay. So once you're in your back office, where do we go? You go to the far left side and you go to Distributor Library. This is on that drop-down area on Distributor Library. And when you click on that, then that is going to open up another page for you, and you're going to go down and you're going to click on calendar. So when you click on calendar, the first calendar thing, there's no line that appears or anything like that. So we want to make sure that we find the right spot. So when you click on, you go a little farther down and it says, access the Team Up calendar here. That's where you want to go. They've changed things up a little bit. There used to be two calendar spots and they've cleaned it up. So I'm looking at it right now. So you click on access Team Up calendar here, and all the items that are currently going on that week, or you can go to the far left side and click ahead for additional weeks, accenting them, just play around on it. But all the items are listed there, even academies that are going to be coming up, different things like that. So if you pass your cursor over the Blog Talk Radio item, a little window will pop up and will show you a little bit of information. But when you click on it, that brings up then the actual times that Blog Talk Radio is on. It shows you also the website to Blog Talk Radio. Now, I haven't had an opportunity to bring up to them on Blog Talk Radio about adding the two different apps, the information on that, which I'm going to get to right now. So on our phones, if you have an Apple phone, you have a free app on that you can download on your phone, and it's called Podcasts, and that's with a plural. So it's P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, Podcasts. And so then you would download that, and then when you open it up, there's a little search icon in the lower right-hand corner that looks like a magnifying glass. You would click on that and type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R. That then brings up only one option, and that's the Beamer Blog Talk. You click on that, and all the recordings for Blog Talk Radio are right there for you. So that's how you do it on the Apple. Now, don't fret for those who have an Android phone. The app on your phone is Podcast Player. Podcast Player. And so then you go to that. Once again, follow the instructions on there. I have not visually, personally seen it myself, but I would assume that there is a little search icon on there that, once again, you would type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, and then the only option then is your Blog Talk Radio programs. Click on that, and you can scroll down and you can listen to any and all of the different programs. Now, those who are hosts and co-hosts for Blog Talk, we all volunteer our time. None of us get paid to do this. This is all a volunteer operation. And so after a show is over, what we like to do to help guide people to the right program is we'll add like two or three little words, because we're limited on the space that we can put in a title, but we will put in like two or three words that might help guide a person to that program. If it was back discomfort or knee issues or whatever the case may be, we'll try to put that in there to help guide people so maybe they can remember, oh yeah, I remember that knee issue one or whatever. So we're doing things to try to help you guys out, find the programs, be able to listen to them, and be able to share them with possible clients. Okay? All right. So here we are. What is Roundtable Wednesday? This is our opportunity to ask any and all questions as it relates to Beamer. We keep it compliant. This is not a resource to moan and groan and complain about things. This is where we bring up a subject matter, and then we look at alternatives and or solutions for any issue, and or if there are solutions and I'm aware of them, I will bring them up. If I'm not aware of them, someone else can log in and they can also then share their solutions. This is where we brainstorm and we all work together. How do you do that? You press the number one on your phone, and by doing so, that brings you up in the queue, and then we are able to help bring you on and be able to cover things. So let's get the show started. Just press the number one on your phone. If there's any issues or subject matter that you would like to discuss, we do have our promo that is going on right now. That would be a great topic to go over. It started yesterday on the 2nd. And for those of you that do not know, the promo right now is what we call the basic pack with the Evo. Now, what does that include? Well, that includes the Evo brain itself, which is the B box. It includes the B body. It includes a power cord. And it includes a screen wipe to clean your screen on your Beamer. That's it. This is a very basic system. However, for those that don't know, the new B body has 16 coils. That's 1-6. 16 coils in the B body. The original one had only 6. And I shouldn't say only, because you know what? Those 6 coils that were in the original B body changed my life and being able to get the signal into the body. However, the new B body now, all the coils have been systematically placed where there are the, I believe it's the 4-inch diameter coils. There's 5 of them down kind of like one side, 5 down the other. And then down the center, there are 4 smaller coils that would go down your spine. And then between the last 2 coils on either side, the larger coils that would be kind of down around your leg or your knee area, a small coil is in between the 2 larger coils down there. Now, the way that they put the coils in, the distance between them, all of that has been scientifically studied to show and to emit the most efficient and effective way of getting the signal into our bodies itself. So it has a much greater effect. It is still the same signal. It is still the same signal strength. However, by placing things together properly now, we are getting a much better distribution of the signal at one time into the body. And there, we are seeing people have a more noticeable response instead of the one where, I don't feel anything. Now they are. Many more are. Not everybody, but more people are with this, and it really is nice. So with this new basic system, the cost on it will be, and I only have the U.S. numbers. Unfortunately, I do not have the Canadian numbers in front of me, but the U.S. version is $4,290. That's $4,290. All right. Now, of course, if you are a junior distributor, then you would be able to get that at 17% off. If you are a senior distributor, you'd get that at 25% off. So just know that. So why are we doing this? Well, number one, they are doing this as a trial to see what the interest might be. They have 2,000 units available, and this is worldwide, not just the United States, but worldwide they are implementing this. Once they get down to around 500 units or so, they will be advising us in our Beamer back office and notifying us that we are getting down there on the numbers and that we need to let our people know if they are interested. Time is starting to run short. So they have thought about that in advance. There are also two advertisements or marketing material in our distributor library. So if you go to distributor library and you scroll down where you'll see the different orange bars, like the first one says get connected. The second one is incentive and convention 2023. Next one is start your Beamer business. Another one is product information. Another one is equine product information. And then there's sales and marketing. Well, under sales and marketing, when you click on that, they have the new training for the video training for the basic pack. And below, that's in the video section there under Beamer Evo line. So they have the video line, they have the presentation grouping of items. Then below that, they have a couple flyers. And these are brand new flyers for the Beamer Evo basic set flyer. And it says new 2024 in orange letters right next to it. So that is right there in your back office, ready to go for you, that you can download and share with your friends and family and guests and so forth. So the company has thought ahead, they've gotten that out there and it's all ready to go. All right, so why are they doing this? Well, in a sales world, normally you have a low end, you have a high end, and then you've got the middle. And it almost sounds like Goldilocks looking for porridge. One might be too hot, one might be too cold, but that middle one might be just right. Well, the middle one is our standard Evo pack, which is at $54.90. And that provides everything. However, then we also, on the high end, we have the ultimate experience, and that we consider that the Evo line along with the beauty pack. Now, when a person orders the beauty pack, you will order it separately. Once you've ordered the Evo, then you can order the beauty pack separately. Now, with all of this, this creates an opportunity of a person sharing the advantages of also becoming a distributor. Why? If a person were to purchase or they were just looking at the basic pack and became a distributor, that basic pack does qualify as becoming a distributor. All right, let me repeat that. If you become a distributor, you can then also purchase the basic pack, and that would be your qualifying sale. However, if you go into your back office, you will see the option is only for the regular unit, not the basic pack, when signing on as a distributor. So it has to be a two-step adventure for us. You can sign a person on as a distributor, then direct them into their shop, and then they can order the basic pack that way, or they can go on your website and they can order the basic pack. Then you can then get them signed on as a distributor. You would contact customer support and then have them merge and then also send an email so it can be documented, but send an email to customer support and have them merge the sale of the basic pack and that distributorship. So you want to write down their WS numbers and or their distributorship number and give customer support the numbers needed so that they can look it up quick. they would merge those items, and then that is a qualifying sale, and your individual, your distributor then becomes a junior distributor. Now, when you're educating your individuals of the different options, they may go, well, I want to buy the basic pack because, you know, finances and different things there. Well, then they go, you can mention to them, that's true, you can do that. And then you can buy the other products at a reduced rate at your 17% off, which you're starting off as a junior distributor. However, they need to know that if they were to do it that way, in the long run, if they were to purchase all the items to bring it up to the normal amount for an Evo set, they're actually going to be spending over $1,000 more. So the savings is not there. So what this does is it allows people to think, oh, well, I am interested in that, but I do want those other items. Oh, I can now save almost $1,000 if I just go ahead and buy the regular unit and become a distributor. So you're using the basic pack as an entry level of discussion to find out who is interested and then go from there. Now, the same goes then for the ultimate experience. There's people who are like, you bet, I want the ultimate, I want it all. Great, well, here's what you can do. Sign on as a distributor and get the regular Evo, and then you can buy, or I should say purchase, the beauty pack at 17% off. And now you're saving them money as well, and you can crunch the numbers and you can do that. So these three different ways, it provides an avenue, an area of discussion for you to talk with your people and find out where they are coming from. Work with them, okay? And let me repeat that. Work with them. Listen to them. Find out what their why is. Why are they interested in the Beamer? And here's a fun thing to ask. When you're talking to somebody and you ask them, you know, why are you interested in the Beamer? Well, you know, I'm looking at improving my sleep habits. Really? Why? How would you rate your sleep habits on a scale of 1 to 10? You know, 10 being the worst. How would you rate your sleep habits? Oh, it's about a 5 or 6. Okay, so you're saying it's about a 5 or 6 on having problems sleeping. Well, why wasn't it maybe like a 3? Well, it's because, you know, I'm having these issues and these issues and these issues. Okay, great. So what you're doing is you're diving in more to where the concerns are of your client, and now you can work with them on being a better resource to help them accomplish what they are wanting to achieve. And so when they find out that you are engaged in them and learning about them, then you are developing a relationship. In the process of developing a relationship, you are developing a trust factor. And by developing that trust factor, then you are also acquiring and showing them respect, and they will greatly appreciate it. And we work at their pace. They don't work at our pace. And so this is where we plant the seed. We get them the information that they are requesting and would like to see, and we move on to the next person. So we do not hyper-focus on one individual. This happens a lot. I can't tell you, and I did it myself when I first started. Oh my gosh, I've got this one individual. I know they got a lot of money. Oh yeah, they're going to buy. Oh yeah, you know, all this stuff. Well, all I did was looking at is, oh, I was going to be able to make a sale, make a sale, make a sale. Well, those people recognize that you were starting to drool at the mouth of being able to make a sale instead of really working with them and developing that relationship. And in doing so, you can scare people off. So all I ask is you shoot from the heart, not from the pocketbook. learn how to talk with people, how to paraphrase back to them, learn these communication skills, and in doing so, your business will automatically thrive. We don't realize how many people we're scaring off because nobody's born a salesman. You learn these skills. And it's not a matter about being a salesman either. If you're married or have a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're a salesman. You had to sell yourself to that person. So did it come naturally and you were just being yourself and you developed a relationship, you developed a sense of trust? Or did you just really try to push yourself on that individual? And what happens when you do that, when you're trying to meet a significant other? You scare them off. It's no different here, folks. We're developing relationships with our clients. So think about that. So let's get some hands raised. All you got to do is press the number 1 on your phone. If anything that I'd shared with you today has resonated with you, I would love to get your input on that, get your feedback. I would greatly appreciate it. We have 14 minutes left. Normally what happens is we get down to 2 or 3 minutes and then I get 5 hands raised. So let's not wait to the last minute. Okay, let's raise your hands now. Press the number 1 on your phone. And I see we have our first brave soul. We have 805-406. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with today?
Hi, Greg. It's Grandma got run over by a pickup from Paso Robles, California. My name is Jan Hopp. How you doing, Greg?
I am doing well, and it's great to hear from you, young lady. I've missed talking with you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Hope we see each other soon. My question is, how much is the distributorship right now?
$199.
Okey-dokey. Yeah. All right. Very good. What you have gone through is excellent, Greg. You're really an asset to us and to Beamer. So thank you for being so thorough and explaining things so that like I tell my oldest daughter, who is a professor, kind of dumb it down for me, since I'm a high school dropout. Just dumb it down. So the way you explain things are so understandable. I really appreciate that a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. And these are skills that I'm still learning because my buddy Roger Fouch, who's a group leader, he didn't know anything about, well, I shouldn't say anything about science or anything there. But I almost scared him off because I was talking at a paramedic level when I was trying to describe Beamer, because that's how I learned. It was learning the science and the whole bit. But he has learned through his booth that he has at the Mesa Market in Mesa, Arizona, is literally dumbing it down, bringing it down to a sixth grade level education, keeping it extremely simple, and then people can understand. Down to, you know, what is frequency? What is magnetic wave? These sort of things. And when you can keep it very simple, and then a person can understand, because we all need to remember, as a distributor, we've seen the green video, we've seen the marketing videos. We have a picture already in our head when we're talking about something. Like if I were to talk to you about a boat and I'm starting to talk about all this boat in my mind, I've got a picture because I've seen that boat. Whereas you, as the individual listening, you don't know what color it is, what size it is. Does it have a single hull, tri-hull? How many motors are on it? Is it covered? Or nothing. You have no idea. So we need to remember when we're describing Beamer to people to keep it very simple and share the marketing material that we have. Another thing, I'm glad that you called in too, Jan, because another thing I wanted to share really quick was the company is announcing that they are not going to have their convention in Long Beach this year in September. They've actually come up with a better idea. That idea is they are going to do the road show again. They're going to take the money that they would have put in for the convention, and they're going to do the road show again. They'll have like 6 to 8 locations across the United States, and they would rather people just travel locally, and all the information that they were going to share in the convention, they're going to do on those roadshow days at the different locations across the United States. They're going to share new product line. They're going to share the science with Dr. Burka. All of these things are going to be shared on each individual event more locally to people so that more people can attend. And I think that's a really good idea right now as the company is continuing to evolve and grow and restructure. They're going to be able to build that foundation for everybody once again so that in the next couple of years, then we can have a convention and bring in the masses. But right now, we want to get out and we want to share the product. And here is a greater opportunity for everybody to meet Stephanie, to be able to meet Karsten in person, meet all the individuals that are leading the charge. You'll be able to meet them one-on-one, talk with them, have your picture taken with them. And it's much more personalized. So I wanted to be able to share that as well. What are your thoughts on that, Jan?
Well, to me, it's kind of bittersweet because I was glad it was in Long Beach, but because that's only a few hours away from me. But on the other hand, I think it's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea doing the road shows. I loved when I went to a couple, and so it's a brilliant idea. Good for them.
Yeah. So I'm glad to get your input on that, and I'm glad that you helped spark my memory in regards to that. Also know that customer support has changed their phone system where it's not where you leave a message and they get back to you now. They have three options when you log in. It's English, Spanish, or French. That's simple.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you call in, and yes, the average wait time last week was 2 minutes and 34 seconds. So they are really trying. Yeah, they're trying to bring down the wait times, but also when they're on the phone with you, they take their time, they answer your questions, they make sure everything is resolved or taken care of, and then they move on to the next person online. So that is also occurring. Yep.
Great. Good. You know, I think with all the companies that I've been with, that Beamer has top shelf customer service. Everyone, like you say, they get back to you right away. My call-ins, I have them call me back, and it's within a short time. And also, they do take time with us, and it's excellent customer service. And that's where what it's about anymore, customer service.
Yep.
And Beamer sells itself, but we need that customer service, and we have the best, I believe.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, Andrew is actively listening. We had last week, we had our advisory board committee meeting where there are 12 of us that have been chosen to be on the advisory board, and we meet with everybody from corporate once a month to go over all the topics that are issues or what have you, try to develop alternative means of handling the problems. How would that affect us in the field? The whole bit. So there's a lot of interaction occurring behind the scenes to better things. And Andrew has been extremely proactive in the customer support area where they're doing that. Also, some of the complaints that they had, if somebody did need to send in something, they would normally send you a UPS shipping label, and then you would have to print it off at home and then go to the UPS and send it off. Well, they also now are going to send a barcode to you so that you can just walk into a UPS shipping center, show them the barcode, and they can print off the shipping label right there, because they were realizing that many people don't have printers at home. And so they were saying, okay, here's another option then to be able to help our people get things sent off and get things repaired. So that was another thing that they are doing. They are also doing a lot of cross-training in customer support. So where one individual, their title might be one thing, they might still be active helping out in other areas also to improve the quality of service. Hey, Jan, hang on just a second here. I've got another person I want to bring on here. Let's bring on 386-238. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with?
Good afternoon. This is Wanda Henson over in Daytona Beach. And hi, Jan. Hi. The reason I called is you said that the distributorship was $199. Has that changed?
No.
It was $299.
Yeah, it used to be $299, and then they dropped it down to $199.
Okay. When did they do that? I've been giving people bad information.
No. Yeah, let's see here. Well, let me double check here. Okay, because maybe I misspoken with all the different numbers in my head.
Yeah, that's what, you know, that can happen to me. That's why I called in.
Exactly.
You know, just to double check each other.
Yeah, let's see here.
I went into the back office just now to double check before I called in and looked up the U.S. price list, points and commission, and it still shows $299.
Oh.
But
okay.
I didn't know if, you know, with your meeting.
Maybe it did. You know, I'm trying to pull it up right now. So,
okay.
Okay, no, that's a distributorship form. And it might be. I might be have misspoken here, guys. So maybe it is still the $299. I'm trying to find it here myself on the system here.
Maybe if somebody else knows for sure that they could call in quickly too.
Yeah, they can do that. So
because you know now that the academies are $99 as opposed to $200, you know that would be great if they could change that to $199.
Yeah, just a second here. I'm sending a text out really quick here to get a verification on that. Yeah, and see, this is what happens, folks, is even I'm in the know on so many things, but when there's different changes occurring and different things like that, you know, things can change.
That's why we're partners, that we all work together and try to help each other.
That's right. And I'm thinking, isn't there the price sheet? I think here, medical and Beamer business. I see Beamer.
And I feel like, Jan, I'm so excited that they're going to do the roadshow instead of the California convention, especially with everything that's going on, you know, especially in California from what we're hearing over here, doing the roadshow. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and being able to see all the things that they're going to be able to deliver. And I have to admit, it will be hard for people to keep the secret because once the first roadshow happens, then things are going to open up. I'm trying to bring it up here and I'm getting the proverbial spinning wheel of death here. So I apologize for that. But we are coming down to 90 seconds left. Let's come back next week and let's get that verified, but
and
I
maybe you can get it dropped down to $199. That would be great.
Well, and you know what? I think it's in it. Here we go. Price list, points, and commissions. Let me check on that. Let's see how we can do this here. I'm bringing it up. Sign up $299. So it is $299 still on our fee. So I apologize, everybody. $299 for distributors.
Okay. But maybe they'll work on that.
And what I did, here's how I found out, is I went to the distributor library and under search, I just typed in sales points. And that brings up the U.S. price list points and commissions sheet that gives all the prices of everything, including what the points are. So anyway, we are down to 10 seconds left, guys.
Thank you, Greg.
Bye,
yeah,
Jen.
Thank you. You guys all deserve this. And I want to thank everybody for being involved today. Thank you for listening, for all the updates. Thank you for helping keep me in line and corrected. But make sure you continue to log in, listen. Equine Thursday is tomorrow. And hopefully, if there are any issues with the websites or whatever, we apologize. We're hoping that Blog Talk is getting these all corrected. But at least we were able to get on today. So with that, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Make sure you share Beamer. Let's change some more lives out there. And just know that we are on a rocket ship that is taking off, and the sky is the limit with Beamer. So with that, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.